Julie Michaud was first diagnosed with breast cancer in September of 2010.
At the time, my husband and I had only been married for about 2 years. We had an 11-month-old son. My doctor had been actually pestering the hospital to get me in for a mammogram for over 6 months before they finally got me in, and the tumor was 9 centimeters by 9 centimeters when they did the mammogram, and when I started chemo a month later, it was grown to 12 centimeters by 12 centimeters. So I had 3 boobs and found out that I had cancer in my ribs and in my right lung.
After a year and a half of treatment, she seemed to be responding, but then things took a nasty turn.
And during that time, I actually was also flown up to be a guest for the Big Cancer Hookup. So that would have been, I think it was February of 2016, and found out 2 scans after that that I was actually stable. The cancer was not showing up at all in the lung, and the rib mets were no longer growing, and they had been the same for the last 2 scans, so I got to have a break off of chemo. And that lasted about a year and a half until this fall. I suddenly was getting very sick. And the emergency doctor said if he didn't know better, he would have called it like chemo flu, because everything was dropping except for my white blood cells were fine. He said the only thing that was keeping him from calling it chemo flu. And then we found out that the cancer was growing in my ribs again, so I am back on Xeloda. And the last scan did show slight progression, but I was 2 months between figuring out that that the bone mets were growing again.
Kathy Stock is a cancer survivor. She says Julie has shown tremendous heart and is a big part of the cancer community.
Julie is a very inspirational person in the young adult cancer community. She's taken something that life has thrown at her that she would never have chosen for herself, and she's turned it into an opportunity. She's turned it into a way to fundraise for organizations. She's turned it into a way to connect with other people. She's turned it into a way to prioritize and to look at things in a different way in her life and prioritize her family and her kids in a way she probably wouldn't have otherwise. She's a really awesome person, and it's been really cool to see what she's done through adversity. She's not only overcome it, but she daily makes a decision to live her best life.
Julie has some important advice for anyone who is dealing with cancer-related issues.
For one, drink the rum. Like, honestly, live your life, have fun. Don't start listening to every freaking Tom, Dick, and Harry that are going to tell you the new cure for your cancer, because a lot of that stuff's pretty much quacks, and you need to learn to trust your doctors. Yes, you still talk to them and get second opinions if you really feel odd about it, but you need to put some faith in them as well. This is what they do. This is what they've gone to school for years to be able to do.
Like many cancer patients, Julie is now playing the waiting game, waiting for her next scan. She says it's important to stay positive. Her 3 children need her. For Kicker Radio, I'm Josh White.